We left off yesterday on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We're about to start the sugya of Yifas Toar, so very geshmak the sugya. About 10-12 lines before the end of the page. The last one in line is Bi Yifas. We're up to the words Ibayiluhu. So Ibayiluhu, Kohen Ma'u Bi Yifas Toar. Is a Kohen allowed to take a Yifas Toar? We're asking this question because yesterday we were speaking about whether a Kohen who becomes an Eved is allowed to be given a Shifcha Knanis, right? Is that only a heter for Yisrael or for a Kohen as well? So now we're asking, what about when a Kohen is b'mulchama, is he allowed to take a Yifas Torah? So before we take another step in the Gemara, apparently a Kohen is allowed to be b'mulchama, right? Apparently we're matir the Kohen to be b'mulchama. So the Shar Mitzvah and Balacha raises the issue, wait a second, if a Kohen is b'mulchama, he's likely to kill somebody, at least if he's doing his job. He's likely to kill somebody, and if he kills somebody, he becomes usher to be Nosei Es Kapav. He's not allowed to duchen anymore if he kills somebody. It's Gemara and Brachos. The Kohen Chargas and Nefesh Lo Yisa Es Kapav. So he says, why would we allow a Kohen to go to Melchama if that's going to cause him to be unable to go to be Yisa Es Kapav? Seems a little bit... it seems like a little bit of a strange question, because what do you mean? If he has to, there's a Melchemes Mitzvah, he's got to go fight, so everyone has to go fight a Melchemes Mitzvah. So he won't be able to be used as Kapov if he kills somebody. Okay, so he won't be able to. So he won't have the opportunity to do that mitzvah. He'll then be potter from that mitzvah because of his life experiences, because of what he's done in the Melchama. But I would think that shouldn't... That shouldn't ruin it. That shouldn't mean that he doesn't go to Melchama. He goes to Melchama, and he's just not Noseis Kapav. The Shar Mitzvah Balacha, for whatever reason, doesn't think that's possible. He says it can't be that we're going to tell him to go to Melchama, and then we're going to tell him he's not allowed to be Noseis Kapav. If we're going to tell him to go to Melchama, if we're going to tell him he has chiv to go to Melchama, we can't make that cost him. We can't make him lose based on that. So he suggests that maybe it's dafka kishaharag stam nefesh. It's only stam when you kill a person. That's when he's not noseis kapav. But when you go to a melchama that the Torah tells you you're supposed to kill, so ein mistaver sheyifsal mizah. He says it can't be that it's not mistaver that you would become possible from that. Furthermore, he says that it could be the whole idea of a kohen shargas and nefesh is dafka if he kills a Jew. But maybe if he kills a non-Jew, melchama against horig akum, maybe it wouldn't be so. Truth is, that's really not the pashup shot. Pashup shot is horigas and nefesh. Sounds like you kill anybody. You kill even a non-Jew. The Shulchan Aruch says that even if you kill a person b'shogeg, you become pasul. So the question becomes, what if you kill someone ba'ones? I mean, you could argue that a chayal, he's fighting in the army, he has no choice, it's ba'ones, it's either kill or get killed. So one could argue that it's ba'ones, maybe that would be a little bit different than b'shogeg, maybe that would be okay. The more practical cases of this, Rav Avadya Yosef has tshuvas about, what if a Kohen was... had committed vehicular homicide. He killed somebody in a car accident because he drove recklessly. Or let's say a Kohen was a doctor and he accidentally killed somebody, or something of that nature. So then it gets that's where Vadia is true. He also discusses a chayal in the Israeli army who killed somebody. So halach lemaisi, you take a look in the Chavadas. Ravadia has a number of tshuvas about this, and he discusses all these issues. Does it apply when you're doing a mitzvah? Does it apply if it's totally ba'onas, etc.? Okay, so anyway, so what's the halacha, though, in terms of Yifas Tor? Is the coin allowed to take Yifas Tor? Chiddushu Loshna Kohen V'Loshna Yisrael? Do we say, well, it's a chiddush of the Torah that a Yifas Tor is mutter, and therefore we don't distinguish between a Kohen and a Yisrael? Odilma Shani Kohanim, all of Ben Mitzvah Siseris. So maybe we should say Kohanim are different, because the Torah includes them in more mitzvahs, so they're on a higher madrega, and therefore we shouldn't, they shouldn't be permitted to take Yifas Tor, because it's so far beneath their dignity and their level as Kohanim to have to go take a Yifas Tor in a war. So says Gemara, Rav Amrutu Shmuel Amar Asur, Machlokas Amuraim. Says Gemara, what is this Machlokas by, though? Bibir Rishonu Dekuliam Lopigi Dishari. When it comes to that very first Bia with the Yifas Tor, everyone would agree, both Rav and Shmuel would say that it's mutter for the Kohen to, even the Kohen to take a Yifas Tor. Why? Because the Torah was talking to the Yetzer Hara, and the Kohen has a Yetzer Hara, just like the Yisrael has. I mean, the whole heter for Yifas Torah when you're up in Melchama is, we assume that your hormones are raging, your Yetzer Hara is very, very strong, and that you're unable to control it, so the Torah gives you a heter. What, a Kohen doesn't have a Yetzer Hara? Adrava kala gadol mechavero, Yitro gadol Menu. When it comes to the area of the Yetzer Hara, the Kohen's Yetzer Hara is probably even greater than the Yisrael's Yetzer Hara. They only argue about the second Bia. Meaning, okay, you had the Yetzer Hara, was satisfied. Now you have to go home and you stay with her. So is that going? Is that allowed? Rav Amar Mutter, Shmuel Amar Aser. Rav says it's Mutter, Shmuel says it's Aser. Rav Amar Mutter, Hol Vishtari Yishtari. Rav says it's Mutter, because once we're Matir her, we're Matir her. Right? Once we allow her once, we're going to allow you to keep her. Shmuel Amar Aser, the Havi L'Giyores. The Gioras the Kohen, Lachazia. Shmuel says, no, she's a Gioras. Gioras isn't allowed to marry a Kohen. Meaning, in the Milchama, Solo de Bertar, one time Heter, your Yetzer Hara is allowed to be satisfied. But once you take her home and you put her through the whole process, she then becomes a Gioras. So the Gioras isn't allowed to, and now you're marrying a Gioras. Gioras is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Meaning, apparently, the question is, does she still have that title of Yifas Toar? Afterwards, is the Yifas Toar a one-time shot, and then there's just a process before you can be Megayer her, and then she takes on the status of regular Gioras, or is it a lifetime label that she has, that she remains a Yifas Toar forever, and Yifas Toar is not in the normal Parsha of a regular Gioras, even though she also goes through a Gior, but maybe the rules of how she goes through the Gior are different than a regular Gioras. I'm going to see how this plays out later on in the Gemara, meaning when it's Bal Karcha, it's against her will. Normally you can't make a woman a Gioras against her will, so if it should follow the normal rules of Gioras, it shouldn't work. But if you say that it's she doesn't have the label of a regular Gioras, she's always considered a Yifas Toar, which is more along the lines of what Rav is saying, that Hol Vishtari Yishtariya, that this is what it is. She's included in the Heter of Yifas Toar forever, so then you can understand that maybe it will work Bal Karcha. Igadamri, others explain Machlokes Rav and Shmuel as follows. When it comes to the second Bia, everyone would say the second Bia is Aser, the Havi L'Gioras, because after all, she's a Gioras. Ki Pligi, the Bia Rishona, the Machlokes is about the first Bia. Rav Amar Mutter, Dolo Dibra Torah El Keneged Yetzer Hara. Rav would say it's Mutter, because like we said before, the Kohen has every bit the Yetzer Hara that the Yisrael has, and if the Torah allows it, because you can't control the Yetzer Hara, the Kohen cannot control his Yetzer Hara either. Ushmul Amar Aser, Kaldeichad Ukrinabei, Vesel Toch Beisecha, that only when we allow Shmuel would say you cannot, even that first time a Kohen is not allowed to sleep with that Yifas Toar, because only when we can say about her that you will bring her into your house can we also say about her that Varisa B'Shivya, that you're going to see her and you're going to take her that first time. Wherever we do not say that you're going to bring her into your house, we do not have that heter of Varisa B'Shivya. A lot of the Achronim are bothered by the idea of Lo Dibur Torah Keneged El Keneged Yetzer Hara. I mean, obviously, it's a troubling concept. Lo Dibur Torah El Keneged Yetzer Hara, the way the Shor Mitzion of Halacha phrases the question is, then that should be matir every Yisur in the Torah. I mean, you have a big different people have Yetzer Hara for different things. So a guy is a big Yetzer Hara for a cheeseburger, so let him have one, just not two a day. Just one a day, and it's so much cheaper, 99 cent menu, whatever, let him just have one. Let him have one, you know. So it's crazy. Obviously, we don't say such a concept, Lo Dibur Torah, Lo Keneged Yetzer Hara. So why Dafka over here? So the best explanation I've seen for this in Rav Belsky's Sefer on Chumash, Rav Belsky writes that the atmosphere of war is very different than any normal environment that one would find himself in. Meaning normally, he doesn't say it exactly like this, but what he says is as follows. The Rav Soloveitchik has a, he doesn't quote Rav Soloveitchik, obviously. Rav Soloveitchik has an explanation of this week's Parsha, Parshas Noach, of the difference between Shem and Yefes. Right? They both cover up their father. And he explains there's a difference between ethics and etiquette. Right, ethics is I'm morally bound to do the right thing. I have morals, so I do the right thing because I know what's right. Etiquette is I do what other people seem to think is right. So I'm going to end up doing the right thing most of the time, but it's not because I have this great sense of morality. It's because I do. That's Shem and Yefes. Shem wanted to cover his father even when Ham is sitting there laughing at him. Yefes sees Shem is doing it. Oh, that's the acceptable thing. I'll help along together with it. Two totally different things. It's not good to have one without the other. Meaning, if you have only ethics and no etiquette. So the classic example is the Hasidic Rebbe who gives the example of a guy who goes over to a midget or to a very ugly person or something and makes the bracha, Mishana Abrios, Baruch Ata Hashem, you know, loud right in their face. So ethics, yeah, he did the halachically correct thing. You're supposed to, but no sense of etiquette whatsoever is not so good either, right? You have to have some sort of sensitivity, some sort of sense of etiquette as well. So Belsky says, we need both to keep us in line. How do we control our Yetzer Hara in general? Both the sense of what's right and wrong, and also a sense of etiquette, a sense of a community, and we know that certain things aren't acceptable in a community. Then you go and you throw a person in Milchama, and what's the etiquette in Milchama? You're killing, you're acting in a way that's like a behemoth, you're acting in a way that's not normal for a person to act. So we've taken away the controls on your Yetzer Hara. We've taken away the thing that stops you most often from committing averos. In that situation, in that situation where a person loses those boundaries that normally contain his Yetzer Hara, so then we're going to say, okay, says Gemara Vayter. Tan Rabban, Risa B'Shivya B'Shas Shivya. You see her at the Shas Shivya, you see her out in the war, if it's a meaning as opposed to a case where you first decide to take her to for some other purpose, to sell her as a shivcha or something else, and then you decide later on, you know what, she's beautiful, maybe I'll just marry her. No, it has to be b'shas shivya. It has to be at the time that you're out in war and you're capturing the enemy, and you see it right away and you have this urge. So eshes v'afilu eshes ish, we're dashing each word in the pasuk. Eshes, even if she's an eshes ish, even if she's married to a non-Jew, yifas toar lo dibra toar lo keneged yetzer hara mutav sheyochlu yisol basar tumusos shchutos val yochlu basar tumusos nevelos. Right, that yifas toar is the Torah talking to yetzer hara, that better for a person to eat basar tumusos means an animal that's about to die, better to eat a shechtet, which is asir, but better to eat such an animal by doing a shchita on it rather than by eating such an animal as a nevela. I mean, there's a concept we have in all of Shas. In general, whenever you have an option of doing two Isurim, we always pick the lesser Isur, Kalakal Tchila. So we go with the lesser Isur first. So Basar Shchutos that are Tmusos is better than Basar Tmusos that are Nevelos. V'chashakta, Apal Pishainana. V'chashakta tells me, I might have thought from the words Yifas Tawar, that part of the condition is that she has to be beautiful. That if she's not a beautiful woman, then what kind of heter? Why would it be permitted? No, V'chashakta tells me that it's totally in my own desire. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Whether she's objectively beautiful or not, as long as he has a cheshek for her, that's it. That's all you need in order for it to be mutter. Ba v'lo ba b'chavrta. He has to want her, not her and her friend. You can only take one. Meaning, once you take more than one, then it's more than your yetzar hara needs. Meaning, then you're stepping beyond the boundaries of what yetzar hara really needs. V'lakachta likuchin yesh l'chaba. You will have a sense of kiddushin with her, meaning it does count as kiddushin. Rashi says kiddushin, even though technically one would think it shouldn't count as a kiddushin because of the point we made before. Technically, in a normal halachic sense, she should not be considered a Jew because even though she goes through a giur, it's bal karcha. It's not based on her own initiative, and therefore the geirus should be puzzled, so she shouldn't be considered a Jew. And if she's not considered a Jew, there should be no likuchin, there should be no kiddushin. So that's the chiddush, that you have kiddushin because this is its own category. It's viewed separately. It doesn't follow the normal rules of geirus. L'chali isha shliikach shtei nashim achaslav 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 achaslav. No, l'chali isha tells me you shouldn't take two women, one for you and one for your father, one for you and one for your son, or anything like that. Says Tosos lo garsin. Tosos changes the gear, so he says, "Hakhersin shloika chena la aviv velo libno." Don't take one for your son or one for your father. Not don't take two, one for yourself plus one for your son, one for yourself plus one for your father. Don't take stam, one for your, don't say, oh, it's a beautiful woman, I'm happily married, I don't really need her, but my father would love her, it's his birthday, I'm going to bring him a birthday present, so I'll bring her home for him. No, that's what it's saying you shouldn't do. It says, Tosus, v'lo garsin en shtayim, achas lov yachas lov, achas lov yachas lov, no, demayir yishtayim, afilu achas lov nami av yasir, talochad arshinan. Right, it says, l'cha, you should take it for you. So, forget about the fact that it's two women that you can't take, one for yourself, one for your father. Even stam just for your father you can't take. So in order to be miyashev our girsa, so I saw that the Lecha Mishnah, I saw somewhere, someone's miyashev our girsa, that I'm sorry, the Ritva. The Ritva is Miyashiv Argirza Bidochak. He says that let's say you want to take her, and she's putting up such a fight that she's making it very difficult. And she says, I have a sister, and I'm not leaving my sister unless you take my sister too. Or so you can't get her unless you take someone else as well. So that's the extra Chiddush. The Chiddush is, even if the only reason you're taking one La'aviv is in order for lecha, for you to have your own, still you can't take achas lecha v'achas la'avicha. Still you can't take one for yourself and one for your father. That's the chiddush. But of course, obviously, if it's just one for your father and none for yourself, obviously you can't take one. But that would answer Tosfos's problem with our girsa. Okay, ve'vesa melamit shaliyil chatzena b'melchama. And ve'vesa teaches us you shouldn't be melachetzer in melchama. What does it mean shaliyil chatzena b'melchama? Says Rashi, lavo aleha. Don't have beer with her out in war. So Tosfos understands, according to Rashi, when is that first beer you have with her? After everything. You go, you bring her home, she goes through the whole nivel and the whole process of gerus and everything, and then you're allowed to have beer with her for the first time. That's the whole heter of Yifas Tawar. So Frek Tosos in this long Tosos on page over here, has three kashas in Rashi. He says, first of all, Maika Amar lo dibra Torah el keneged yetzahara, kivin de melchama asra at sheyav lebeso. If anyway she's going to be asr until you bring her into your house, what do you mean lo dibra Torah el keneged yetzahara? The Yetzirah is not going to be satisfied. You can't sleep with her out in the Melchama. So the Yetzirah is told to wait. So that doesn't work. How is that lo dibra Torah connected to the Yetzirah? Second Kashi says, why would you call her Basar Tumusos? Why would you call her something that's Usser if you're not sleeping with her till she goes through, till she's a Giyaris, when she's a Mutaris to you? And furthermore, he says, Va'od Kasha, Mehadam Perak Beis Sanhedrin, Tamar Bas Yifas Tawar Haisa. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Tamar was the daughter of Yifas Tawar that David had taken. So wait a second, Tamar is about to be raped by Amnon, and what does she tell her brother Amnon, or her half-brother, whatever he was to her? What does she tell him? Don't rape me, just ask Dad, and I'm sure he'll let you have me. Ask him if you can marry me, ask David if you can marry me, I'm sure he won't have a problem with it. But wait a second, if she was born from David sleeping with her mother after her mother went through a gerus, then she's mamish Amnon's sister. How could she possibly say, ask Dad and he'll let you marry me? He would never let her marry me. If she was born from Yifas Torah that David slept with b'melchama out in the war, so then she's miyuchas after her mother, who's still a gaya. She's not miyuchas after her father. So then I understand that she's not considered Amnon's sister, and maybe there's a possibility that they'll be allowed to marry each other. So that's why she says, ask Dad, maybe he'll let you marry me. But if she's if the David was not able to sleep with Yifas Torah till after she went through the gerus, what kind of ask Dad? He's not going to let that happen. So it says Tosos v'nir l'Rabbeinu Tam, but halfway down the page, the beer rishona mutaris b'melchama. You're allowed to have the beer rishona in the war. Avol beer shniyah asura shetei beso giyores. The second beer we don't allow until she's a real giyores. What does Yilchatzena then mean, right? Rashi said Yilchatzena, that you're not allowed to be Melachetzer b'melchama. Rashi said it meant Bia. Tosos says you're allowed to do the Bia in the war. Says Tosos, to start the count of the Yerach Yamim that you have to count, that you can only start that count of the Yerach Yamim once you bring her back home. You don't start when she's out at war. How are we going to answer for Rashi? So Tosos comes to Rashi's defense. In terms of the first question of how this satisfies his Yetzer Hara, if he's not going to be able to sleep with her in the war, there's a concept called Pas Pasalo. Knowing that he can have her later is good enough to satisfy his Yetzer Hara for now. It's similar to the idea of Yichud with Ishtonida, right? Why are you allowed to have Yichud with one's wife when she... Why is one allowed to have Yichud with his own wife when she is a Nida, but he's not allowed to have Yichud with any other woman that he's asked to, is because his wife that's Anita, he knows it's going to change, and therefore it's pas pasalo. He knows he's going to have her again in the future. Why do we call it basar tumusos if she's in fact mutter? He says hanami lokash dikul meim lufisha magayra bal karcha, and Rashi said that explicitly, right? Because she's, you're being magayra her bal karcha, so therefore normal halachos of geruses of Gerus, she's not of a Gioris, she wouldn't be Muteres. So that's why it's considered Basar Tumusos. What about the Kasha about Tamar? He says also not a Kasha. Tamar wasn't David's daughter at all. Maybe she was a Bas Yifas Tamar. She was a previous daughter that her mother had when David took her as a Yifas Tamar. But she wasn't even biologically David's daughter. And that's what she meant. The apostle calls her Benos HaMelech. She grew up in the palace, so of course she grew up like a princess. But she wasn't in fact David's daughter, so that's how we could defend Rashi. It's not just good enough for the Eved to say at the end of 6 years that he wants to stay married. He wants to stay as an Eved. He has to say it twice. If he only says it at the beginning of the 6 years, not at the end of the 6 years, not good enough, because Pasuk says, lo etze chafshi, that it has to be at a time that he should be going out free, that he says, no, I don't want to go out free, I want to stay. He can't just say it at the end and not at the beginning, because it says in Mamre Yomar Eved, he has to say that he wants to go free while he's still an Eved. At the end, he's not an Eved anymore. Amr Mar, so now let's go analyze what we just said. Amr Chafshi. We just said that if you say it only at the beginning and not at the end, it's not good enough. Chafshi. Why do I need the pasuk of Loetzi Chafshi to teach me that? Anyway, if you say it at the beginning of 6 years, it's not good enough. Typically, because at the beginning of 6 years, you don't yet have a Shivcha Kananis that you're married to, and children from her, nor do you even know if you love your Adon, because you haven't worked for him yet. So anyway, you can't say the Parsha that the Eved Ivri has to say at the beginning of the 6 years. Why do I need Loetze Chavshi to teach me this din? The whole thing doesn't apply at the beginning of 6 years. It's obvious that you can't say it at the beginning of 6 years. We then said that if you say it only at the end, not at the beginning, you don't get nirtza, because it says ha'eved. What? At the end of 6 years, on his last day, he's not considered an Eved? What does that mean? Of course he is. He's still an Eved until he goes free. So why would it not be valid to say it at the end of 6 years? So Amarava, Bitchilas Prut Achrona, B'sof Prut Achrona. Tchilas Shesh and Sof Shesh means not at the very beginning of 6 years and at the end of 6 years. It means when you're up to that last pruta of service that you owe him, you say once right before that last pruta of service that you owe him, and once right after that last pruta of service that you owe him. And that way, we solve all the problems, right? Why is the Ad Shomer Kshu Eved saying it during that last pruta, when you have less than a pruta left? He's not really an Eved, because he doesn't really owe him anything anymore. So that alone wouldn't be good enough. You need to say it right before the pruta achrona, right before the pruta achrona as well. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodin Perek Gimel Halacha Yud that you need to say Beis Pa'amim B'Sof Sheish B'tchilas Pruta Achrona. He says it slightly differently. That twice at the end of 6 years, at the beginning of the Pruta Achrona. Not that there are two time periods. It's one time period where you just repeat yourself. Whereas the Rashi, the way we translate the Marakon to Rashi, sounds like a dafka has to be one right before the Pruta Achrona and one right after the Pruta Achrona or during the Pruta Achrona. So the Mishnah Lamelech explains the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get this from? Because the Rambam is bothered. Why do you need to say Amar Yomar to teach me that he has to say it twice? Just say you have a pasuk of Ha'eved, you have a pasuk of Lo'etze Chafshi, so that alone should tell me that he has to say it twice. So he says, so of course you need Shtei Amiros. So he says, What must you say? What does Imam Amar Yomar teach me? That without Imam Amar Yomar, I would say that maybe really one Amira is good enough, but it just has to start at a time when he's an Eved and finish at a time that's Samach Liyitzia. Maybe that's what I would have thought from the Pesukim and not said Imam Amar Yomar. So then when it says Imam Amar Yomar, what does it dispel? It doesn't change our Havamina, just tells me yes. Start at a time where you're still an Eved and finish at a time where you're not still an Eved, but do it twice. Imam Yomar tells me to do it twice without taking away the original Hava Amina. Okay, says the Gemara, Vayter, Tan Rabbanan, Lo Yishol Banim L'Rabbo, Ein Yishol Banim Ein Nirtza. If he has a wife and children, his master does not. Even his master needs to have a wife and children. Otherwise, he's not eligible for Ritzia. Shenemar, how do I know that? Ki Ahavcha Ve'espesecha. The Eved says, I love you, my master, and you're bias. Bias means he has an issue of banim. Fret the Shagasari in his Sefer Gevurah Sariyah Maseches Yuma. Bias means Isha and Banim? Bias, we know Beso Zuishto. Where do we ever find Bias means Isha and Banim? Not only that, the first Mishnah Mesach Zuma, Rabbi Yehuda holds that for the Kohen Gadol, since he's Mechaper for himself, Uba Ad Beso, and for his Bias, so what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? You're Maskinin Lo Isha Acheres. You make sure that he has a wife prepared, a backup wife. Should something happen to his wife, you need someone else as a backup because he needs a wife at that time. But it doesn't say anything about children. Then he needs to have children. Why not? If Beso means Ishto Ubanim, shouldn't Beso mean children as well? So says the Shagas Aryeh, Beso Zu Ishto. It's not Banim. But the reason why over here refers to Banim as well is from the word Ve'es. It's an extra riboy. Ve'es Besecha. The Ve'es teaches me children as well. It happens to be this was already dealt with in Rishonim. Tosa Rush says that it only mentions Banim by the Adon, Agav, that it mentioned Banim by the Eved. By the Eved it says Beferish, that he has to have Banim. So once we mention Banim by the Eved, we mention Banim by the Adon, but really it's not Ma'akev by the Adon. The Adon only needs to really have an Isha, he does not really need to have Banim, and Tosa Rush says, because Beso Zuishto, Beso does not mean Banim. Anyway, L'Rabu Isha Banim V'lo Ein Isha Banim Einu Nirtza, if the master has Isha Banim, but the Eved does not, he does not get Nirtza. Shnemer Ahavtias Adoni Ve'es Ishti Ve'es Banai, Beferish. Who, O Yves Rabu V'Rabu Einu Avo Einu Nirtza, if he loves his master doesn't love him, also doesn't get Nirtza. Shnemer Ki Tov Lo Imach. That the master has to like you. Rabo of Avuenoyovis Rabo. What if the master loves him but he doesn't love the master, but for some reason he still wants to stay? Eno Nirtza, he doesn't get Nirtza, Shinemar Kia Ahevcha. Then he has to be able to say, I love my master. If the Eved is sick and the master is not sick, he does not get Nirtza, Shinemar Ki Tov Lo Imach. That it has to be good for him with you. That the Eved is good, he's not sick. Rabo Chalavuenochala, Eno Nirtza. If the master is sick and he's not sick, the Eved is not sick, also Eno Nirtza, Shinemar Imach. You also have to be in a good situation. What if both of them are sick? Do you just need them both to be on the same level? Kitov lo imach just means that one shouldn't be above the other, but otherwise good is so subjective of a term that it would be impossible to really determine what's good, what's not. So as long as they're roughly the same, that's all you need. Or maybe you say, no, it has to be what humanity, what people in general consider good. Sickness is not good, and therefore he can't stay with you if they're both sick. Teku. So the Gemara leaves it as a teku. So what do you do when you have a teku, whether a guy can be nirtza or not? So the Rambam paskins l'chumra on this teku. Our Sameach has a beautiful explanation. He says, you know why we go l'chumra on this teku? Because what if you have when you have a suffik, whether the guy can be nirtza or not? So the halacha is misafik. There's no way we're going to let him continue to live with the Shivcha Knanis. Misafek, right? He's someone who's a Safek, full-fledged Jew. There's no way he can be allowed to live with the Shivcha Knanis. Once he's not allowed to live with the Shivcha Knanis, he can no longer say, practically, he can no longer say a Hafti Asishti, because he no longer has the wife. He no longer has the Shivcha Knanis. Once he can't say a Hafti Asishti, now the Din D'Oraisa is that he has to be Nirtza, that he can't be Nirtza, that he has to go free, because he can't say a Hafti Asishti. So it works out practically that whenever you have a Safek, Mimele is going have to go free. Tan Rabban Kitov Lo Imach Imach Mimachal Imach Mimishta Shol Teata Ochel Pas Nekiyav Ochel Pas Kibar Ata Shosi Ayin Yashin Vu Shosi Ayin Chadash Ata Yashin Gabi Muchan Vu Yashin Gabi Teven Mikan Omer Kalakona Eved Ivri Kikona Adon Liatzmo. Fine, right, we've had that before, that you can't have different standards for yourself and for the Eved. You can't have yourself enjoying the finest things in life while the Eved is living to a much lower standard. So Shar Mitzvah Balacha suggests that why do we have to mention all these contrasts? Just say that the Eved should be like you. So he says that these contrasts are meant to be stark on purpose. Paskiber versus Pasnakia is a huge difference. But he suggests that if he just eats Pasubin, a type of pas that's maybe not quite as good as your Pasnakia, but it's not as bad as Paskiber, it's not terrible, maybe that's okay. It's just that he has to be on a reasonable level, a reasonable standard. It shouldn't jump out at you that he's living on so much of a different... So the example we gave a few days ago, I don't remember, maybe it was yesterday, a couple of days ago, when we gave the example of a person who has a nice big bed in his room, and he has regular beds in other rooms, do you need to put the Eved on your bed? No, maybe one can argue that since that's not such a huge difference, you have nice beds in all the rooms, your beds are just a little bit bigger or whatever, so maybe that's okay, maybe that would be mutter. Like we said, when you have your parents over for Shabbos, there's no chiv to put them in your bedroom, you're allowed to have them on these slightly smaller beds, and that's fine. So Pashtus is the by the Eved, that would be okay as well. And it's not Pashtus Pshat in the Gemara. Pashtus Pshat in the Gemara is he has to mamish be on your level. That's the diuk that he makes. Tan Rabban, v'yatzi imach, hu banav imo. He goes free from you, he together with his children. Am Rabbi Shimon, im hu nimkar, banav v'brasim nimkar. What are you talking about, his children? His children were never avadim. He had children with his wife before he became an Eved. They never became avadim. Mikan terabu chayv v'mizonos banav. This teaches us a chiddush that the master has to support the children as well. That's a huge chiddush. On a daraisa level, that the master has to support the Eved's children. Because on a daraisa level, the Eved doesn't have to support the Eved's children when he's a free man. I mean, on a daraisa level, he doesn't have to support his own children. There's no chiv daraisa for him to support his own children. So to say that there's a chiv daraisa for the master to support his children, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. Kiyotze b'davar atomer im baal isha hu v'yatze ishto imo. If he's a married man, so his wife goes out with him. What do you mean, his wife? His wife never became an Eved. A Shivcha. His wife, from before he was an Eved, she never became a Shivcha. So you see that the master has to support the guy's wife as well. Meaning, now the Eved's not going to be able to provide for his wife anymore, because he's going to be an Eved, so the master has to take it upon himself to support the wife. I might have thought, if I only would have been told that the master has to support the children, I would say it's because the children can't work. But a wife who can figure something out, she's an adult, let her work and let her make some parnasa, so I might think that the master doesn't have to support her. That's why it has to tell me that. V'yashmini nishto, had it only told me that the master has to support the wife, I would say, because it's a bizayon for a woman to go around having to collect money. But for the children, where it's not such a bizayon, it's normal for children to go around and they're not bashful to ask for things, so I would think it's not a problem. So tzricha, so that's why I need to be told that the master has to support, in fact, both of them. Tanu Rabbanan. Ilu nemar azno bedelos yisi omer yidkar keneged azno bedelos. If it just would have said in the pasuk azno bedelos, I would say poke a hole in the door around the height of the Eved's ear, but not to actually put the hole in the Eved's ear. Delos in azno lo, put the hole in the door, not in the ear. So how could you ever have had such a havamina that you don't put it in his ear, right? So meaning it says beferish v'ratz adonav es azno b'marzeya, that you pierce the ear. Ela yisiyomer yotzayin ala ozen me'avrayi v'yanichena ala delas. No, but I would say it's two separate actions. You pierce his ear, and then you bring him to the door and see where the ear piercing corresponds on the door, and then you put a hole in the door. I would think you do both. How is it? You put his ear on the doorpost, and you continue piercing until you hit door. Once you hit door, that's when you stop the piercing. Delas shomea ani bein akura bein shein akura. Door would sound like whether the door is attached or not, whether it's on its hinges or off. Tamalomar mezuzah. That's why we say mezuzah, the door post. Ma mezuzah mu'umad af delas na mu'umad. Just like the door post is attached, it's mu'umad, so too a door is mu'umad. It's a question whether mu'umad means does it have to be standing up? Is it a vertical versus horizontal thing also, or just talking about attached? I mean, there's a shaylin hilchos mezuzah. What kind of door counts as a door in terms of hilchos mezuzah? Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Yadorish is mikra zekim in chomer. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai we darshan as follows: Manishtana ozen mikol evarim shabaguf. Why is the ear different than every other aver in the person's body? Yamar kodesh baruch hu ozen shom akoli al har Sinai b'shash shamati ki li b'nei shal avadim lo zevakana adon le'atzma yirtza. That the same ear that heard that b'nei shal are supposed to be avadim to Hashem, and this guy went and got himself his own Adon, so such an ear needs to be pierced. So the obvious kasha is, everyone asks, wait a second, when did he violate this? He went and he violated this 6 years ago, when he first sold himself as an Eved. No, that's when he took an Adon Le'atzma. He's not first getting an Adon Le'atzma now, so why is he first being punished right now? The alternate version in the Medrash is that the Ozen Sheshama, that you shouldn't steal, and this guy went and stole, right? So again, when did he say that for sure? When did he steal? He stole 6 years ago. So the famous Maral Diskin, Rav Shechter loves to quote it. The Maral Diskin says that no, to get he's not getting punished right now for the stealing or for becoming an Eved. That's the Avdus itself is punishment for the, let's say for the stealing. The Avdus itself is punishment for the stealing. What he's getting punished right now is because he's being Megala that he didn't view that as a punishment. His punishment was supposed to be the Avdus. Now he's saying, I love it, fantastic, bring it on, I'll take more. So if he doesn't view it as a punishment, now he needs a new punishment. That's how the Maral Diskin says. Rav Shach always likes to quote it, because he always likes to say, sometimes he quotes this in his shir about Zionism, right? So he likes to say, people like to say, we have an onesh to be in Golus. So how dare we push ourselves out of this? Well, the Ribbono Shalom is giving you a way out. So by saying that we're going to stay in Golus, we're saying, oh, we love this Onesh. We'll take more. We'll keep this Onesh. No, it's a foolish thing to do to say that you love an Onesh. When you have a way out of the Onesh, you have to show that the Onesh is over. I'm willing to get out of it. I'm not in love with this Onesh. Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Hayidorish is Mikra Zekim in Chomer. Manashtan the Delos and Mezuzah Mikol Kelim Shabbayis. Why Dafka the Delos and the Mezuzah? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Delos and Mezuzah Shayuedim B'Mitzrayim B'Shosh Shabsakti Al Hamashkov Al Shem Mezuzah. The Delos and the Mezuzah they saw on that night of Makas Pechoros that the Bnei Yisrael were Avodim Takarosh Baruch Hu, Valtesim Avdus Lecheros, and Akarosh Baruch Hu took us from Avdus Lecheros, Valtsev Kanan Adon Atzmon. And this person went and threw himself right back into Avdus, Yirtze Bifneim. So let them be the Edim to see a person getting a Ritzia Ba'ozen on the doorpost. Okay, the Tosos quotes a Medrash that it does relate to Mitzrayim, Matzeas Bigmatria Dalin Meos, Lufisha Yisrael Avadim Arba Meoshana. They were Avadim 400 years in Mitzrayim, Vigalam Akarish Baruch, Valzev, Kana Adonatsmo, Lufisha Yirtsu Bimatzea Ha'olakach, Dafka Matzea, which equals 200, I didn't do the math, but I assume it works. Ever Kanani Nikna Bekesav Bishtar Bechazaka, New Mishnah, and Ever Kanani can be acquired with Kesav Shtar or Chazaka, Vikonasatsmo, Bekesav Halidea. And he can acquire himself back from Avdus either by other people giving money on his behalf or by him receiving a shtar from his master. Divir Meir, shtar shukra from his master. That's why Meir Shita. That even if he gives kesef himself, he doesn't need others to give the kesef on his behalf. Even if he gives kesef by himself, that's okay. And others can take care of the shtar. But if he's going to give kesef on his own behalf, that kesef cannot be kesef that he found. It has to be kesef someone else gave him. But it doesn't have to be that someone else gives it directly to the master. Someone else can give him the kesef almanas to use it for his shichur, and then the adon won't immediately be kona it. The eved will be able to use it for his shichur. Minalan, how do I know that an eved kanani is nikna bekesef shtar uchazaka? Those are ways of acquiring land. How do I know that it works for an eved? Tichsiv is nachalta moslem lechem achreichem rashes achuza hekesh hakasuv l'stei achuza. The Torah apparently compares the eved to stei achuza. Masei achuza nikna bekesef shtar uchazaka. Af eved kanani nikna bekesef shtar uchazaka. So it follows the same rules of stei achuza. That kesef shtar uchazaka are the methods of kinyan. I ima stei achuza chazar slabayim biyovel. Af eved kanani chazar slabayim biyovel. Should we then say that the eved kanani goes back at yovel just like stei Chuza goes back to the original owner at Yovel? Tamalomar li olam behem tavodu. That's what the pasuk says. Li olam behem tavodu. I fractosos. Maybe li olam means la olamo shel Yovel. That's what it means half the time anyway, right? Li olam behem tavodu. How do I know it means really forever? So it says tosos ve'ein lomar la olamo shel Yovel dim kein lishto krami nevinelif mistei achuza. If it meant li olamo shel Yovel, the pasuk wouldn't have had to say anything because we're anyway comparing it to stei achuza, and stei achuza goes out of Yovel. So I would have known that it's Yovel. Why does it say li olam? Tell me even after Yovel. Tana af bechalipin. There's a fourth way to acquire an eved through kinyan chalipin. V'tani dan milsad lasim metalton katani milsad lasim metalton lo katani. The only reason our Mishnah didn't mention it, not because he didn't hold of it, our Mishnah held chalipin also works, but it was only mentioning things that don't work for metalton also. Chalipin happens to work for metalton as well. Amr shmal eved kanani niknam mashicha. A fifth way you can acquire an eved kanani through mashicha. Ketzad, how so? Takvo batz ubatz lo kano. You grab him by the collar and pull him. But if you just call him over and he comes over on his own will, so then you're not going in. That's not Meshicha. So Bishlam Tani Nam Milsa Dasi Metalti Dasi Metalti Ketani. I understand very well why that doesn't get recorded in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah apparently is not recording those Kinyanim that work on Metalti. And Meshicha does work on Metalti. Elo Tana Bra Nisi Meshicha. But according to the Tana that lists the three in our Mishnah, plus Chalipin, but doesn't list Meshicha, why would wouldn't you list the Mashiach? Apparently you do list things that apply to Metaltalin. So Kiktani Milsa di Isa Bem Makarkai Bem Metalti. Mashiach the Metalti Isim Karka Lesa Lo Ketani. No, because he only mentions things that work for both Karka and Metaltalin. Something that's going to work for only Metaltalin he won't mention. That's why Mashiach is not mentioned. So what do we say? How do you do the Mashiach? Ketza Takfo Vatzal Kano Karo Vatzal Lo Kano. If you drag him, so then you're Kona him. If you just call him over, you're not Kona him. Vekaro Lo, calling him over is not good enough. Vatani Ketza Bimasira, Afsa Betalpa Bisara, Beukav Shalah, Beshlif Shalah, Befrumi Yashabia, Bezuk Shabitzavara, Kana. That in general, through Masira, you just give something that's attached to the animal, the saddle, the string that you pull it with, whatever, to the other guy, and he holds on to it, and then he's kona. Ketzad b'mashicha, here's the important part. Kori lavi ba'u sheikhisha b'makal v'ratzol l'fanav kivin sha'akra yad v'regel, kona. You call it, and the animal comes, you're kona. Rabbi Asa v'ram l'abracha, omar achad alu k'fanam lo k'masa. He has to walk a certain distance. But the bottom line is, you see that it works for a behema to be kona b'mashicha when you call it. Why shouldn't it work for the eved? So amri behema adaita demara azla. Eved adaita nafshe kazel. A behema works adaita demara. A behema comes because it doesn't have a choice. It's just a reaction. The eved has his own das, and he's choosing to come when you call him, and therefore that's not a valid act of kinyan. Amarav, Amaravashi, Evid Katan, Kibehema Dami. And Evid Katan, however, does have a din of a behema.